Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Ooh. So, Lindsay, when is the government going to give you your kids back?
I have them every other weekend. today.
Just, do you have to go to your mom's and get them at whatever time you're ready for them? Or is she dropping them off at a certain time or what?
She's dropping them off at school, and then I'm going to pick them up.
Okay. School. Okay. So, yeah. Then you're
12:45.
Then the fun's over for you.
Yeah. Fun's over.
So her husband is traveling for work, and she couldn't deal with the kids while she's broadcasting from her closet to be on the show. Mm-hmm. So her kids spend the night with her mama and daddy last night.
And they sleep better for them. They do everything, eat better. So I say, you can just keep them there.
Do you think they really do, or your mama just tells you that?
No, they do. She just texts me. They just woke up, and it was like almost 7 o'clock.
Oh my
God. Like, okay, they wake up at 5 here. So
that's so weird.
Yep.
Well, you know why? Because grandma is probably getting their bellies just slapped full of junk before they go to bed, like grandparents are supposed to do.
So true.
Mm-hmm.
So true. And yeah, she'll tell me everything she makes. Like their dinner was very carb filled. So yeah, they're sleeping. They're waking up to pancakes. Yeah, they're going to pass out at school.
And she's just an awesome grandmother.
Yeah,
that's what grandmother's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you want them, you want to pawn your kids off on them. You got to deal with their rules.
And listen,
that's true.
You know, you're always trying to get rid of those kids.
That's right.
I never say a word either. I'm like, you know what?
Good.
Do you, boo boo.
Good for you.
If you could stay out of the damn clubs long enough, maybe they'd sleep for you instead of pawning them off on your mama.
My mom's like really strict about that too.
She's strict about what?
Just like, she always says, like, what happens at Mimi's house stays at Mimi's house.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to hear it from her sons or daughters-in-law. You brought them to me. I have rules in my house. And that's the way that she does some things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it just depends on how much you want to make the point of, you know, if it were my parents or Jody's parents and they would say that, then I would go, okay, well, this is what we think is best for our kids. And if you can't do that, then I guess you don't need to see them anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. You would not get along with my parents. I'm sure of it. I know it.
No, I would.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't say that to them.
No.
I'm just kidding. But you know, the daughters-in-law and they always have the power if they want, if they get, aggravated with the husband's parents. They're usually the ones that say, well, they're not seeing the kids again.
Yeah, I think she looks at it like, you've brought them over here for my help.
Right. I get
I
wouldn't really say that.
Yeah.
But the difference is they're not giving them cigarettes and telling them to go smoke out in the yard. Like, there's a fine line. She knows she's not doing anything harmful.
Right.
But if a grandmother said that and they were doing something crazy, step in and be like,
if I were the grandparent and my kids were going to come at me telling me what I'm doing wrong with the kids and all that, and I just don't see myself taking that very well from millennials.
Right.
Like, so I would be more like your grandmother, your mom as the grandmother, and just saying, hey, get out of here with your little millennial ways. I know what I'm doing.
And I don't even know what it's a reference to. If it's the food that they're eating, she's just not looking for any kind of input. Like, I don't know if it comes from like, well, I raised my own kids. I know how to do it. Mm-hmm. I don't need anything like that.
Yeah.
But there have been a couple instances. Well, this is my house. I have rules. blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I don't think she's looking for any kind of feedback.
Well, if it's something stupid like no food dies or she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, your sisters-in-law. I mean, try and tell your mom how to do something. I'd be like, I've met your sisters-in-law.
They're buttoned up, but, I don't know what their parenting style is, but.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
I don't know what they would do. That
peanut's the worst. I just say that because I know the chances of her listening are greater than the rest of them. She listens to the show. Just kidding with you, Peanut.
Yeah.
What's her name? Amanda?
Amanda, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They call her Peanut because that's the size of her brain.
I actually was going to ask, where did that come from?
We were at a con. I don't actually know the origin story of that. I know it was my oldest brother that started calling her that.
Oh, but her family doesn't call her that?
No, it's like my brothers gave her that nickname.
Okay. I get it. That's fun, though.
Yeah, it's a harmless nickname.
Mm-hmm. And y'all always call her that.
Yeah, my brother calls her that.
Mm-hmm. Because I've rarely heard you call her Amanda.
No. Mm-hmm.
Is she short? A cute little peanut?
Yeah, she is small. Smaller. She is
than
thin.
What?
Smaller than most.
Oh, older than me? Is that what we...
No, I mean, you can say you can say she's smaller, and then but finish that with a truck.
anything. A barn.
She's smaller than a cow.
Yeah.
No, she's not fat.
Yeah, she's good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I want to be the same way. I want to be like, I want to spoil my grandkids. God willing, I have them. But yeah, I want to spoil the heck out of them.
Yeah.
That's the fun part to me.
See, I don't want my grandkids thinking that I'm a pushover or they can get something over on me or that I won't whip their asses. I can't wait to whip my grandkids' asses. A lot of grandparents will say, oh, no, I'll let their parents do whatever. They're never going to get a spanking from me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like first day starting it off.
Yeah.
Just so you know, this is what you could be getting if you screw up. Boom, boom. And then whoop that ass.
Yeah, but
rough them up a bit.
Yeah.
You can't run the risk of them liking Jody more. That's not going to fly well.
I don't care about that.
You don't care?
Because if they like her more, then they're not bothering me.
Yeah.
You know, because
right.
I'm still going to want my peace and quiet.
Sure. Right. That is true.
They're going to like her more. It's not anything against you. It's just the maternal instinct of, you know.
But you've never seen me with babies.
Well, that's true.
I love babies.
Loves hitting
that's
them.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then Jody will get mad if we're around a baby. Like, when little friend Jenny's youngest nephew, she has five nephews, like dough steps. And the youngest one was a toddler. He was two, maybe. Big, chunky, always smiling, but big fat cheeks. And we finally got to meet him in person. And Jody was so excited. She was like, wanting to squeeze him or whatever. But he took to me. And even his mom was going, oh, my God, he's laying his head on your shoulder. He's never done that with. And then when we got ready to leave, he was going, take me, take me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That tore her up.
Oh, it did. She hated it.
Really?
Mm. Uh-huh.
That's her baby.
And I was a little embarrassed by it, but she cussed him out in front of the whole family. So you little son of a... No, she didn't. We do fight over babies when they're around.
Yeah.
Is she ever like, I don't know why they like you more than me?
Every time.
Yeah. Like, what do you have that I don't?
Mm-hmm. And I think little friend Jenny's sister-in-law, in a roundabout way, said that he liked me because I'm fat.
What?
Yeah, because she said, he thinks he's a big teddy bear. Like, okay, so that's what it is. He thinks I'm a big fat Pooh Bear.
What you think?
Is that a fat joke?
It wasn't even a joke. Bear. It was just like, she might as well just said, he likes him because his fat rolls are comfortable.
Yeah.
Soft. That's why he wants him holding him.
Yeah. A big pillow.
I think if a teddy bear is my size, I think kids would be scared of it.
Yeah. You're like a Vermont teddy bear, like one of those big ones.
Which I always thought were perverted.
What do you mean?
When they'd show those commercials of those really pretty women jumping all over that giant teddy bear and hugging up on it.
Oh, really? I don't remember that.
Creepy looking.
And they were adult. They're women. They weren't.
It wasn't for kids.
Oh.
It was for, you know, every time they showed a commercial, it was like for Valentine's Day gifts.
Yeah, it's always
things
Valentine's
like that.
Ew.
What do you do with that? That's a dumb gift. What am I going to do? Okay, great. Now Valentine's Day is over. Yeah. I got a 6-foot teddy bear.
I don't think I want anything from Vermont.
Yeah.
Except what? Maple syrup or something?
Maybe. I mean, we got Amish around here. They can do better than the Vermont people on syrup. Anything else?
I don't know a thing about Vermont.
Yeah.
I don't that's in
Bernie Sanders' state.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So that'll tell you right there. They keep electing him. Gotta be freaks.
More extra funny next.
I just got the cutest summer sun hats from Eric Javits. You want to protect your skin. You want to protect your face this summer. And Eric Javits has pretty much every style you can think of. I have a cute wide brim straw hat. It is going to be my new go-to for this pool season at the beach, at the pool. It's super cute. So you have to check out everything Eric Javits has to offer. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use code TJ for 20% off. That's tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 20% off.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Riggins, one thing about recording the Extra Funny podcast segments is that today Lindsay can't be going, okay, I guess I need to go. I got to, you know, she always comes up with some excuse why she got to dip out early.
Yeah.
Take care of those children.
Yeah,
they're not even there today.
Mm-hmm. Got you locked in.
I can stay on all day.
Yeah. Well, I can just leave everything recording and you can do us a little marathon, podcast-a-thon.
Yeah.
People would love that.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, shut up, sister.
Riggins sent me a video this morning of a guy talking to his grandmother and noticing that her earrings looked weird, and the earrings were those hooks, the little metal hooks that you use on a shower curtain, you know, to hold it onto the rod. She had taken it and put it through her ear and was wearing them as earrings, you know.
I love that.
You know, they're kind of like light bulb shaped and they've got the little beads on them.
Like, and they wouldn't hang straight. They were like I can't get them to hang right.
Yeah, they were like cockeyed because they were so thick, you know, they probably didn't fit all the way through the ear hole.
But aren't those, they're too big for ear holes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
she must force this through.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. Listen, if you can't get a pair of earrings, that was the second best thing.
But you can get a pair of earrings for a dollar still. Somewhere, at the Walgreens or something.
Yeah. She couldn't get out of the house.
She just thought they were pretty.
Yeah, I think so. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, they weren't bad other than, because they do make earrings that clasp like that. So I don't know.
But it just reminded me how much I hate a damn shower curtain.
Yeah.
You hate a shower curtain?
I hate the shower rod. I hate trying to get those things on there and put the shower rod up while that heavy ass curtain's on it.
Yeah.
And those things are sliding on it. Like, plus I'm short. This baby's short. And, you know, it makes it harder to hold the thing up.
Yeah.
It's like fitting rooms. You know, you can never get them to the edge. So somebody gonna see you naked in there. Yeah. You know?
Hollister used to be really bad about that. They were the shower curtain type and they were already small and those things would just be, and they had the air blowing. I think, you know, at least Abercrombie had like the closing doors and stuff, but Hollister, they had those curtains and they were moving all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I used to find to be so awkward is that the dressing room in Old Navy that was in the department rather than in the middle of the store. Those little ones that were like in the men's department, you could just step in there, and it was about like stepping into a phone booth. They were so small.
Real tight.
Yeah. I only made that mistake once. I was like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surely.
I'd rather not try anything on and just return it if it doesn't. Yeah.
Most guys, when I worked at Old Navy, most guys, that was the interesting thing to notice is rarely did guys try on anything. Mm. They bring up the jeans just like they came out of the wall or the pants. They had not been unfolded at all. He found his size, didn't unfold them at all, just walked right up to the counter all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And just women just are conditioned to go try it on first.
Yeah. I always try stuff on, you know, unless it's something that I've gotten before and I know the exact size style and all that.
You're more plugged into the fashion than most guys, I think. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I just want to make sure that, you know, that they're sometimes the length is not the same, even though it's the same number.
Yeah.
You know, so it makes somebody look even shorter if their pants are bunched up at the ankle because they're too long.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So I always have to worry about that. And plus, you know, I got to make sure that they're, cause I have a weird fit. And back then I had a small waist. So I was small waist, but I've got big thighs and big calves, but I'm short. So I don't want them bagged out on the, you know, that makes it look worse. Plus I always got to make sure that I got, you know, extra room up in the crotch. I'm just disproportionate to everything.
You are.
Yeah.
Freak.
Ugh.
What is the length of Kyle's pants?
34.
Oh, that's not as long as I thought.
No, I figured he'd be a 36 at least. Yeah, he's tall.
I'm a 32 and I'm 5'11.
He wears them a little high and tight.
Oh, yeah. He flooding a little bit.
Got them showing off them ankles. Check them out.
Yeah. I don't show off my ankles because they're cankles.
Mm, but, I mean, does he also wear like calf socks? So when he's got his pants are short, you can see nothing but white socks.
I'm picturing a loafer type shoe with invisible socks, you know.
No show.
Yeah, no show.
No yeah.
Show. It's a good look.
I'm not up on the men's
If you're tall and you know, lean like him, I think that's a good look, like wearing those short pants with like a loafer with a no shirt. I think it's good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You don't.
He likes it.
I think Kyle's ridiculous. Just add that to the list of things that I find ridiculous about him.
Add it to the list.
No, I'm kidding. He's
and the
awesome.
Cloth hair.
Yeah, he's awesome. But I just don't like that look.
Really?
No, because that was something that when I was a kid, but you know, when kids could still pick on each other and make fun of each other, we'd get made fun of if you were flooding, if your pants were too short, you got made fun of. I tell you something else that I don't like that the young guys are wearing as fashion is I hate those brown shoes with gray pants or the light gray suits with brown shoes.
You see that a lot.
Oh, I hate that. And it makes it even worse if they're wearing a suit with those short pants and the suit's gray and the pants are short and they're wearing brown shoes with it. It's just, that looks awful to me.
Like that cognac color shoe that's popular. Yeah.
Because brown and gray don't go together. I don't care what shade of brown it is. You don't wear brown and gray.
Yep.
Would you put on brown and gray, Lindsay? Mm-mm.
No, I won't.
Mm-mm. You look like a Rottweiler, though, if you know, you would put a brown and a black together.
Oh, yes, I'll do that, because that's kind of more trendy.
Looking like a Doberman up in here.
Yeah. Yeah. A cognac and a black I like together.
I just had to look up what cognac was. I was thinking it was like a wine.
It's the color of Hennessy.
Yeah.
The hen dog.
A hen dog.
But... something else that I don't like, because you can't tell it now since I contracted obesity and I dress way more casually than I used to when I was in good shape and all. But I know a lot about like proper men's fashion, especially with dressy looks and stuff like that. So it kills me when I'm watching some kind of a sports show and the commentators are wearing suits, nice suits, and tennis shoes.
Or see that a lot.
They call them, you know, Yankees call them sneakers. I hate that. Like, to me, that's like trying to dress up an undershirt with dress pants. You know, yeah. You just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So you got casual shoes, super casual shoes with a nice suit. It's just, but I mean, what do you expect from athletes? They, you know, they're not good dressers and stuff. A lot of them are really clown. A lot of them look like they're wearing costumes every time they wear something that they think is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some ridiculous looking athletes out there.
Mm-hmm. And it's like they try to just get as ridiculous as possible.
Yeah. And you know,
just for the attention.
Like, who's picking those outfits? Do they have like a stylist that's doing that for them? And they tell them, like, I need something flashy today. Cause there's no way that these guys know about, you know, some of those outfits are just bizarre.
But if they did know proper fashion, they'd never put those outfits on.
Yeah. They all, like Cam Newton's outfits, you know, were always so.
What a douchebag he is.
Yeah.
I hate the way he talks. Why don't you just speak? Just speak. You don't have to say, well, and what I'm talking about is, you go tell me that again. Just talk, you dumb shit.
And how he types. I don't know if y'all follow him, but he, as for an I, he puts a one.
She froze.
Yeah, one. And then, you know, it's almost like code.
Mm-hmm.
Because for an I, he puts a one. It's like code.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's too cool to speak like normal people. That's what he thinks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's his own language.
Look at this hat. You can tell me I'm not cool?
Yeah.
It's got a feather in it.
It's that.
Hello. You wish feather you could put pull off a feather in a hat. Need to bring that back just in regular hats. Just, what's with the feather? It's 2025. Get a grip.
Yeah. If every time you leave the house, somebody thinks that you're intentionally wearing a costume, then you're not good at fashion.
Yeah.
Come on. It's Wednesday. Do you need an ascot? Do you need an ascot?
As a belt.
It's a little much. You're doing a podcast. Calm down.
Yeah. And hold on. And if you gonna say that, then you might as well say that you're not even in the game. It's like a crazy person.
Yeah.
It's like some sort of mental patient. Oh, dumbass.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from LaCure are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. LaCure is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.